Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Okay, something I love about 90 Day Fiancé shows is that you see sometimes these couples at first in the beginning of the season, and you either love them and then you hate them or you roll your eyes at them. But I was watching this episode and just thinking the whole time, where's Luis and Jose? And then we finally showed up and went, yes!
How? Like you say, the heart of the season.
The heart of the season!
They actually are. And yeah. I cannot believe it. Actually, no, Shane and Mert kind of are.
I don't know. I gotta say, I almost love Luis and Jose as much as Shane and Mert.
I don't ever want to hear the phrase "I love Louise" ever come out of your. It's like she'd bob her head and go, "Yes,
I'm Jose, sorry, I need you, Chicken and Jose.
I need you to be here for the baby,
I love you, baby chicken.
Boy, this I will say, if it wasn't for Shane and Mert, this would have been a hard, really hard episode to even stomach. And a little bit of what we got from Luis and Jose. I can handle Michael and Marcy, me and Marcy, but I think that's all Fraudacity.
I wrote Fraudacity every bit of that episode.
I
wonder with Michael Marcy, I even wonder with Shane and Mert. I like them, but like their fight felt like, we'll talk about it, but I...
It smells like Fraudacity to me.
Yeah.
It smells like Fraudacity.
Yes. It's like...
Fraudacity.
It's like the pie, the Sweeney Todd pies when they're actual cat and dog before they're humans. They're not good. I need that human meat.
Popping pussies into pies. Careful.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought up Sweeney Todd to you. I'm sorry.
I just want to be... God. Just a little famous so I can go to London and be a replacement for their Mrs. Lovett. When they do.
You know what? I want that for you.
I would love that.
I want that for you. It's like you want that.
It's a dream role for me.
And I want to be Edna in Hairspray. That's like what I want to do. I want to be a little famous so I can do that.
That is you. And
I say that is you.
I agree. Mrs. Lovett. Yeah.
I hope that, put that on our dream board. I'm going to put that on my dream board. Y'all, this is 90 Day UK Season 2, Episode 11. This relationship is over. This season will be over, isn't it? So next week is the finale. And then we are going to have a tell-all or some type of tell-all reunion. They haven't advertised it yet.
Some people are seeing stills of it. There have been some stills released. Where Shane's wearing this green dress. Ooh. and for some reason Luis and Jose are beamed in via satellite, as they would say.
I wonder if he couldn't come over and she went over there.
I don't know. That's a good question.
With their baby chicken.
With a chicken baby.
I gotta. Well, we'll talk about them later. We'll get to them. We'll save them since they're last anyway. All right. I think that's it, y'all. You're getting fully loaded. Welcome.
You are. If you're listening to this and it's September 12th or something like that, you are fully loaded with our content.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, mostly if you're on reality, if you're on RT Plus, you're definitely fully loaded. But we've been giving you like this. There was a selling the OC. That first episode was on the free feed, and you've also been getting. You'll be getting the first episode of Love Is Blind.
First two episodes of Love Is Blind.
That's right. Yeah. I should tell you, I watched episode one.
Oh, you have? Oh, because we have the screeners. I haven't watched them yet. Was it good?
I can't say a word because
you can say if it was good. If
embargoes.
Yeah, I know, but and also, y'all, we were keep your ears peeled. We're gonna have
it was something. Let's just say that.
Okay, well, keep your ears peeled because we're gonna have some news. We're gonna have. Some
I
news
still
later
don't know what you're talking about. Whenever you say that, because what you say news, I don't know. I don't know. Gather around because I have news.
Gather around because I have news. Okay. There's also some people question because we're seeing the tell-all of B90 and all that. And we'll talk about that. But y'all, that's Sean Robinson is in it because they filmed that before the strike. So
it's either like, that or there's a different
contract.
I think everyone needs to. One of the most complicated things about the writer strike and the SAG-AFTRA strike has to do with who gets a waiver from production. What are you being asked to do? It is all very complicated. And so I would ask you, don't just assume someone is a scab if you see them on television. No. I guarantee you everything is being worked out. And
we are a SAG podcast, and we operate under a different agreement, and we're able to do everything that we can. Because we're okay, we're cleared to do that, and we support the union, the strikes.
Yes.
Okay. Shall we talk about Micah and Marcy?
Marcy.
Again, I think
100% fraudacity.
I think all of this is fraudacity.
I'm going to say this now: the fact that we had this like, oh, we're getting married today at the Justice of the Peace. Could the stakes be any lower?
Lower. Lower.
I'm gonna go down why this was fraudacity.
Okay.
Number one, when they finally did get married, late in the day when they had a slot.
And the slot.
His friend, my mate James, was there. James even had confetti. This was planned.
I forgot his friend James. Before they said anything, I went, who's that guy mate just James. Sitting there?
It reminds me of Kunk on Earth when she's like, my mate Paul. If you haven't watched Kunk on Earth, it's amazing. Sorry. I am the biggest supporter for other shows out there. When you I enjoy are. A show, I want other people to know about it.
Great.
The Wheel of Time season 2 is out.
That's great.
You haven't seen season 1, have you?
No.
What a nice, just like pedantic answer. That's great. Thank you for giving me the least. Anyway.
I'm going to watch, but right now I'm watching all the stuff in Star Wars I need to watch before I can watch Ahsoka, so I know the backstory.
Isn't it Ahsoka?
No, it's Ahsoka. I said it wrong. I said it's Ahsoka.
No, I don't know. I asked if it was Ashoka. I think that's someone else.
I said it prior. I said Ashoka.
Oh, okay.
Sissy corrected me, and then
so
I
it's
went,
Ahsoka.
Oh, yeah.
Ahsoka. Ahsoka. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like when you see a man and you say, ooh, I want a Ahsoka in that dick. That didn't make sense.
It did, but I had to go there. I had to really bend my head around it like a curved dick.
Oh,
it's like that tick joke that Wayne told.
No, we can't go there. So okay, so continue. So the friends there, y'all.
No, let's run through the whole thing. The idea that the stakes are set up that we have our wedding today. Then it's like she may not be ready to do it. She's not happy, but then. He says, can you give it one more try? And he's like, well, I do love you, Michael. Wherever you are is where I need to be. And it seems like we're making, you know what it does? It seems like we're going through the 90-day motions. It's almost like we've we've got all these tropes of 90 Day Fiancé, and they kind of, you know, those like magnetic poetry words. It's almost magnetic poetry they put on mm-hmm. refrigerators and shit. It's almost like we took all of those tropes and threw them out on the floor and pasted them in their episodes. Because yeah, there's no, like, but there's no stakes for them.
It feels like to me we're getting cliff notes instead of, we're hitting the tent poles of what normally happens in the 90s, but you're getting the cliff notes. So you're getting none of the texture,
none of the tapestry
of what's happening.
The tapestry.
You're getting none of that.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think any of this really means a lot.
We don't care about them.
Yeah. So
it started off so good.
I know. And then later on, it's wedding day, and he's ironing her wedding dress. And he's like, she probably burned it. And she's taking her time getting ready because that's who she is. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he's very angry with her. And she walks down, and she doesn't say a word. We gotta get married. We're going to half hour late.
Now, and this then, part I think is real. Sorry. I just got choked.
Jesus. So
her being angry that he didn't tell her that she looked gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
That's real, y'all. That's real. That is. Because if Poodle is walking down even for his eighth wedding, and that old man can't at least mutter, you look nice, Poodle's
going to step on his oxygen tank.
Wow.
That's how you get him back. Just really, you just step that out. And when they start breathing real bad, it's amazing how that head rush hits them, makes them rethink some of their decisions.
I got to say, watching all this Star Wars stuff and the Clone Wars, and I realize I don't think you'd be a Jedi. I think you would be a Sith.
You're just realizing that?
I think you'd be Darth Poodle.
Oh, yeah. Full on.
Full on.
I think it's a shame to use a lot of my normal devious tactics. It's a shame for those to be used for the good side. Actually, I would be a villain who turned good, but you always kind of couldn't count on me. So I would probably like sell you to the highest bidder. I'm more of a Lando,
more people would say not Lando. They probably would say you're more of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
because he's a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, highest bidder. Yeah, that's kind of me. I'm not really good or bad. I'm just ruled by money. Yeah, and sex.
Wow. 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 Wow.
That's my code. So basically they're fighting. You didn't tell me I looked good. He's like, I'm trying, and pull over, I'm tired. And so I say, come on. We missed our wedding slot. So now I said, I don't buy this. They've been living together.
Yeah.
And so then later on they go to eat. And he finally gets some food in her. And she was just hangry.
Just hangry. Halt, I get y'all. That. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. If you're one of those things, halt. Stop it.
I get it. That's why my advice to Mercy, Mousy.
Mousy.
Keep a kind bar in the car.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, keep a kind bar in your purse.
A protein bar. This podcast is not sponsored by Kind Bar, and it should be.
Or you're right. I loved Kind Bars. Good for anything. Or like Kind Minis especially.
They are not sponsoring our show.
It's
Hush.
A shame. They really should. I take a Kind Bar anywhere.
Stop it.
Kind Bars come at me. I would totally be the spokesperson for Kind Bars.
I don't know if they would want you to be that spokesperson.
What? I am a delight.
Can you say, hey out there, America, if you're feeling about, if you've just been dicked down by a rugby team, but then your daddy calls you 2 hours later and you need some energy, but you don't want to
pick me
too,
up.
But you don't want to get too full so you have to do shit out. I use a Kind Bar.
Kind Bars. But when you fuck that rugby team, but you just want a little pick-me-up. Anyway, so they, later on, he says, you're gorgeous, you're perfect, you're fine.
Bob's your uncle.
That's Australian. They drive to the Justice of the Peace in Essex. And guess what? There's a slot. And his mate James is there. And it's a very clinical room. And
they get married and he throws confetti and it's fine. And I think that might be the end of them for this that we see for this series.
It is. It is.
It is. I think it's
Shane and Mert.
I don't I'm gonna say I felt a little bit of fraudacity with here too.
I don't think we had a lot to you know what it is? It was an argument that happened really quickly. He went to the store, spent £116, and boy,
the budget was £40.
But like, so she's running on that, those few margins that she didn't have enough to pay for the wedding venue after he spent £116.
That's why I feel like,
yeah. Anyway, he bought things like caviar, duck, an air freshener, a pineapple.
He's spraying around the air freshener like a Chanel.
An entire sturgeon.
What's a sturgeon?
A fish. That's where you get caviar a lot of times.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm happily
gold leaf.
Gold, yes.
Anyway, he's upset. She's upset.
An actual veal alive.
Yes. An actual baby calf.
Yes.
And then later on, he apologizes for yesterday. He's like, maybe I overreacted. Here, let me bring you tea. He's like, guess what? My family sent me some money. Yay! It did feel
too easy.
Yeah. But y'all need to sit down and hammer out a budget.
y'all need to, but it's also confusing the way this episode. So then, though, next episode, we see next week.
We got some money.
But they've got money, but they're starting the wedding. But now Mert doesn't like Shane's mom. And so now they're
remember,
not getting
Remember, the mom, I think that was her, wasn't that the grandmother? Or no, that is her mother.
That's
lives
her mother.
With, right?
Yeah, the mother who looks old. That's her mother. And so we see Shane's mother. And the last time we saw him, they got along great. That's one thing that UK does. It moves so quickly. But again, it's like you were saying, like cliff notes or kind of tent these like markers, but it doesn't fill in the gaps.
Yeah. And red herrings.
Yes. You've got to, when you watch the UK, you've got to mind the gaps.
That was good.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's go party because we got a little money. It's burning a hole in our pocket. So let's go paddle boarding. And this was so typical. Shane's like, typical British weather, typical English weather, because it was sunny. How do they film? How does any filming get done?
Oh, actually filming in the
UK.
I imagine, well, the rain sucks, but I imagine the overcast is actually really good for your light.
But I guess, but I'm trying for continuity purposes. Oh,
they can't. It changes. It's so fickle. I know. It's like it's an island.
It's like it's an island.
It's like it's a big old island. I will say, listening to Mert change, I do enjoy listening to Mert cuss and changing those clothes. He's like, fucking fuck, good job. And like, it's just, it's
putting
cute.
Putting on a
They're
wetsuit
cute.
Is hard. I will say that.
I don't want to know why you've done it.
I had to grease myself up when I did it.
Don't want to know about any of this.
And I was like a seal.
Don't want to know why you even wore a wetsuit.
Well, so you won't get wet. Let the imagination run wild.
Yeah, let me guess. You had a wetsuit and the butthole had one of those big zippers in it. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes when you don't want to get water or other fluids on you. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Let's just say a wetsuit might keep you a little won't keep you dry, but it'll keep you warm. Let's move on. So y'all, they're having a good time on the paddle boards. Mert's having a problem standing up. This is fun. They enjoy each other. It's there. She's falling.
Mert's like me. He's going, I can't see in the water. Are there big fish here? I'm scared.
Yeah. He's like, this water doesn't look clear. Are there sharks here?
Luckily, no. Because
I'm my eyelashes still on.
I don't think they really get sharks in Britain at all, in the UK at all, because it's so cold there.
I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
I doubt it. It is very cold there.
If you live in the UK and got bitten by a shark, come at us.
I don't think that happens a lot.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway, they're having fun, y'all. It's good times. And let me tell you two people who aren't having fun.
Ooh.
I think I said this on the Toe podcast. Tiana's just... I've been trying to think about this. There are some people who you can understand hurt for a reason, and you can kind of understand why they're the way they are. But Tian just seems to delight in being mean.
She's like she's like a Disney villain from the 80s. We don't need to know why they're mean. They're
but not
just
camp.
Mean. No, but I mean, like, we don't need to know why that person is back in the 80s. Somebody would just be a villain. There was no telling or foreshadowing, nothing for us to know why.
But that was camp a lot of times, where it was kind of almost funny. This isn't. This is just cruel.
And I can't tell if there's, sometimes I feel like there's fraudacity, but then I feel like maybe it's not, and maybe she just feels schizophrenic. How she's so up, down with him and just wants David to dance around her and continually.
No, she's vile. Grovel. Absolutely awful.
And it looks terrible. Next week, it looks like he's just like sobbing and apologizing to her, which I hate.
The interesting thing is if you flipped this and David was the one saying these things to Tian.
Oh, y'all would be, we'd all be in an uproar saying, it'd be like, Bilal, get on the bus.
Yeah. And I, it's interesting. I was thinking about that too. It's kind of reminds me of the way Pred would talk to Liz in that horrible phone call.
I think Tian is bus worthy.
Yeah. It's that she has that kind of quick turn and she kept saying, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're disgusting to him. And it just, after a while, I actually fast-forwarded mine further with my little tool, because we can watch these faster with a Google Drive attachment. Or not Google. What is it? Google Chrome. No one gives a shit about this.
They're not our advertiser either. Good Lord.
Anyway, so he's taking her to a boutique, and she's like, oh, it's boutique style. Like, I like one of everything. But she hates everything. She makes that clear.
She doesn't. You know what Tian doesn't do? When you're in a relationship, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's, you know, it's like kind of like rules of improv, a personal relationship, like you need to be with someone that will play in the same sandbox that you're playing in life, in business. Like you have those, you're able to have somebody who goes there. She won't ever do any of that with him.
No,
he's trying
unless
to show
it's what
her
she
clothes.
Does.
Yes. He's trying to show her clothes. He is trying to play in her sandbox. He doesn't care about what she wears. He doesn't care about fucking clothes. He's trying to do that. And everything she's like, no, no. And I went, do you know how if you tried on something and then you came out in it and you looked silly? What if you laughed at yourself?
Oh, she'll never do that.
What if you and David laughed about it, and then it became a great memory for your relationship, you horrible shrew?
I really think she's believed in this idea of that she thinks that, I think part of her, I think her family may laugh at her when she's this way, but they may laugh and just go, oh, that's just Tian. But it's... And when she's in an unfamiliar place, it just feels extremely cruel. And she's not a kind person. She doesn't know when he's feeling bad. He almost has to tell her. And later on, she says, I'm not happy here. I think you should move to the UK. Which makes me think, is this fraudacity? Was he always going to do that?
I don't know if he always wanted to do it, but that's the part of fraudacity. But she always wanted him to do that.
So later on, she is making him dinner, which to me just looks like baked potatoes. That's all I could see. I didn't think, and I asked, where is the protein? Again, I'm criticizing meals here. It just looked like two baked potatoes with possibly either sour cream or maybe I thought ricotta cheese or something.
Creme fraiche or something.
Yeah. God. I would crash so hard after this
meal.
And
it's so transparent because she cooks his dinner and then that's when she writes him this letter, like how much she cares about
him. It's like
a
child.
She kind of cries. And then he's full on crying. And I'm going, what happened to David? Because this guy's self-worth is shit.
I think she must have a magic pussy, sadly.
But I cannot believe that this person is good in bed. I don't think that's
I agree.
I wonder if he feels like shit and she seems aspirational to him.
Yeah.
Because she's pretty and she's from the UK. She dresses nice. So like he feels like he doesn't deserve her.
At one point, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think he basically says, well, I'm nervous if I go there, I'll have to start all over again because I live better than a lot of Dominicans do here. I'm a high school math teacher. I have my job, but I can't work there. And she's like, well, I don't, if he'll, he was in his, in her in the moment, she says, if he loves me, he'll come to the UK. And later on, she's like, well, why don't we just do a visit? And he's like, finally, he goes, you know what? Sure, I will try it. And I said, this was too easy.
I thought it was too easy. That felt finacity.
Anyway, who cares? Because we're going to salsa. Guess what? She hates it. She hates salsa.
She hates
salsa. Salsa is about joy and fun.
I can understand if you actually hate the food salsa because either you don't like tomatoes or it gives you reflux. I get it. I think it's delicious and
who
I would like to bathe in it.
Salsa?
She's sitting over there sulking in the corner already. At the beginning, she's already upset about it. And he's dancing.
The stealer of joy.
That's the deal. That's why I'm like, I can't believe this guy wants to be because I just don't want to be. I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to jump into fun in life,
and always takes themselves so seriously.
She always has. It's like y'all. This is like what we've talked about with Kalani and Kalini, but times 100. Like, not do you only have to be the cool girl, but you have to be the cool girl, and you can never show anyone cracks because down deep you feel like a void of nothingness and unworthiness.
And you have to take it out on everyone. All of the self-hating things that you have to weaponize to everyone else. And y'all, she says he was dancing, and at one point they got close, like their groins. And she's like, "Oh, this is disrespectful to me. You're disgusting. You're disgusting." And then she goes. He goes after her.
This looks like nothing. This isn't even. I did more with Dirty Dancing with Brandy Buck when I was in fifth grade, and I bet for you, what does it look like when you're dancing salsa with someone?
Upright.
Oh Jesus!
Wow. I've done so many things worse on a dance floor than this. So it's not really in the same quadrant.
I have seen guys stick their hands down your pants
on a
dance floor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's step one. It's like the electric slide.
Wow.
The cha-cha slide.
Wow. Put your hand down his pants. Honk, honk. Put your finger in there.
And wiggle it. You can do it.
It's a slutty.
So,
coming this fall, the new dance craze, the slutty poodle.
The poodle slide.
The poodle slide.
So he basically, that's when she has the thing, and this is the cruelest thing she could say. I have way too much potential to be with someone like you. And
Potential.
I don't know how you come back from something like that.
That is what, that tells me exactly, when you say that, it tells me exactly what you think of me.
Yeah.
And thing is she doesn't want to be with someone that feels like her equal.
No.
You know what she served? You know what she's serving? She's actually serving miserable bitch vibes.
Yeah.
But way worse, actually.
But way
where
worse.
Where Danielle wants to be with Johan because he's less intelligent than her, well, just a beautiful guy on her arm. Like, that's how this all starts for her.
What
for
Danielle has is plausible deniability mm-hmm. of wrongdoing. It's all coming through cues. It's all, this woman is just, is pure invective, and it is, she is trying to hurt him.
Yeah.
She's absolutely trying to hurt him, and that somehow does something for her.
And he chases her, and she's like, why are you here? She's still so mean, not giving an inch, still saying you're disgusting, and she said,
She wants him to beg for her forgiveness.
Beg. And also she wants to be seen as good, and she wants to be seen as better than everyone else. That's so important to her. And we see that. That comes out when she says, lucky I'm a decent person, because if I was ratchet, I would have slapped you right then. So she already is trying to say, I can't wait for her to get read for, she better get read for filth in the tell-all.
Yeah.
Oh, please tell me Shane will
probably
just,
Shane.
I feel like Shane's gonna come for people on the tell-all, and I'm here for it.
Maybe
Candy and Alejandro. Where the hell do they go?
I don't know. So basically, she says, "I'm not gonna be staying with you tonight." She walks away and says, "This relationship is over."
And he's like, "Well, then bye bye then."
I don't ever want to see her on my television again. Ever.
Well, you're going to see her next week. But until then, we've got the heart of UK, everybody. Louise and Jose. I'm going to say this right now.
She is preggo.
She's super preggo. She's FaceTiming him and talking to him. He looks really hot. I don't know
okay,
what happened.
Okay, come on.
I don't know what is doing it, y'all, because you couldn't see all the hair. You could just see his face and kind of his hairy chest. And I went... I think I am into Jose, y'all.
No, you
sissies, come at me.
Your taste again. Your taste has failed you.
It's not a dating, but I think y'all. I think Daddy Chicken can fuck good.
Ugh, no. Can we move on? I'm really uncomfortable.
Sissies, come at me. I know I'm not alone.
You're on an island.
I'm not. Yeah. I've had some sissies that have come at me and said, I didn't want to admit it, but I'm really attracted to Gio at
how many?
OC too. Two. But I think Jose Amor. I think there's already been on the Facebook group. That's our Sissy Squad, our private Facebook group. Come at us. We have fun in there.
You have fun in there.
So sissies in there have talked about Jose.
Really?
Yes.
It's interesting.
He fucks good.
The receipts you have always seem kind of squirrely.
No, it's not.
Y'all, I don't know where they found this, but there is I love chicken onesie that had to be a plant in this consignment store.
Either that, if it wasn't a plant. Then this
they
was
had
truly,
it made.
This was, no, truly, this was written
Kismet.
In the stars, meant to be, yes.
The stars aligned.
She calls him, and I don't know how they got the rights, but they start playing the soundtrack from Schindler's List.
Did what? You know?
It was
no!
Like these, it was like these super sad violins in a minor key. It was so... And she's like, will you be there for the birth? And he's like, no, cheeky, no. And he's like, no. And it's like, doo, doo, doo. It was so
cry.
So melodramatic.
Anyway, she's freaking out that he might not be there at the birth. He's like, because he's 3 months later. And she's like, he's like, maybe 1 month, maybe 2 months. And I guess we're going to speak to the manager of Colombian immigration. I don't know how they're going to make this better. It was weird.
It made me wonder, is he actually coming back and they're just doing it for us?
This whole episode made me feel a little squishy about the whole season.
No, that's what I wrote a lot in this. I wrote Fraudacity about 5 or 6 times.
Well, I think the characters are real. I just think the situations either have been reenacted or they're, and they're, when they were reenacted, they weren't reenacted. We skipped some steps, like again, we were saying earlier.
Like Clip even notes. When Michael and Mercy were having that fight and they were having lunch, he was kind of like smiling.
And she was chowing down on her wrap, and then she was fine.
That's poodle.
I understand it.
That's poodle.
You get me some food, y'all. The next 5 minutes, I'm fine.
You're going to get 10 minutes if he gets really... what you really hope is that he gets too hungry and then he overeats and then just falls asleep, kind of like an angry dragon in a cave for a couple of hours. And you get a refuge. Yeah, that's what you hope for.
And then you just see like an arm of like a knight sticking out of my mouth. Who I've just
and you're
eaten.
Like, good, she's satiated.
She's hungry. She's full for a while. It'll be like 8 hours before she needs to eat some more soldiers.
That's poods. All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to that. Leave 5 stars. If you don't know what to write or if you're just going through a hard time right now, we want to remind y'all to keep going, queens.
Keep going, queens.
We believe in you. Keep going. And until then, we'll see you next week for the finale of 90 Day Fiancé UK. We call these lads and lassies lonely hearts poods, because aren't we all just lads and lassies doing our best across the pond to find love in the loneliest of places?
Yes. And if you have ever gone to the or your husband has ever gone to the grocery store and basically bought a whole side of beef or lamb because he says we can use it, which is universal.
That's a father poodle thing to do right there.
It is! You can call us.
Call us.